So how have ERP systems evolved? Often students ask, why didn't we always build systems like this for the organizations? The main reason is that when computers were first used in organizations, they were not capable enough to run this type of system. To give you some idea of that, here is a chart from Intel that depicts Moore's Law. Not only were the computers and networks not capable, the idea that the organization needed to have integrated data across functional areas available in real time was not really well developed until the last two decades of the 20th century, when computers became more powerful and the organizational need became evident. ERP systems became both feasible and popular. So most organizations had several decades of developing separate applications for each business process, and the data could not be easily shared between applications. We had islands of automation. Business processes were automated, but those systems were isolated. There was much manual rekeying of data rather than electronic flow of data. This meant that when ERP systems came along, companies were able to recognize how great it would be to have an ERP system, but they already had hundreds of separate applications running. While their current system was not perfect, the systems were already paid for and users already knew them.